You and your friends have decided to go on a camping trip this summer to Alaska. Once you were there at the camping grounds, you were excited to explore the dense forest and find some animals. After an hour of trekking around, you hear branches breaking. You sneak around to see what was making that noise. Once in a safe place, you see a large, brown, hulking figure in the distance. It is a grizzly bear in the wild. Grizzly bears are actually an endangered species, not because the species is declining, but actually because their habitats are being destroyed. With their habitats being destroyed, this takes away their homes and food supply, allowing them to become extinct. Grizzly bears are very large, with being 400 to 1200 pounds large and 6 to 9 feet long. With being this large, it allows it to be the top trophic level in its ecosystem, meaning they do not have any predators and are the tertiary level for the forest. Since they mostly live in the dense forest and plains, grizzly bears are commonly found in Alaska, with most of their population living up there. Grizzly bears live between two seasons in their lives, mating season and hibernation. Mating season takes place between May and July, and most matings take place in June. In January, cubs are born in a den. They are on average weigh 1 pound, and usually when they are born, they are born into a litter to one to six. Once the cubs are born, they are actually blind. After 4 years, the mother bear tends to leave the cubs once she thinks they are ready to survive on their own. Normally, once the mother bear leaves, the cubs tend to stick together, eating and sleeping with each other. It normally takes 3 to 5 years for a bear to mature. A fun fact about cubs is that they climb trees to escape the predators and hunt for prey. For the second season, the grizzly bears that they live through is hibernation. Generally, hibernation starts at October and goes through to March. Bears start getting ready for hibernation by eating lots of food. Once hibernation starts, the bears do not eat or drink and instead live off the fat layer they got before hibernation started. Once March begins, the bears generally start coming out of their dens and start looking for food for a quick eat. Some threats to bears are deforestation, climate change, and poaching. The most common threat is their habitats. It's being the main cause for the bears to become extinct. Grizzly bears need a large amount of secure habitat to be safe. Things that make their habitats unavailable to them is human interaction, such as roads, railways, and towns. When humans do this, it creates confusion to the bears and takes away from their habitat. Another threat is climate change, with it killing and destroying the food supply for the bears. With no food supply, the bears have no chance of survival. The reason I chose a bear for my research is to bring awareness to how endangered they are. Many people are unaware of them being endangered, even myself. If we want these majestic creatures to stay around and not go extinct, we need to bring awareness to others about the habitats being disrupted. I believe that if we can do this, we can help other animals, not just grizzly bears, to survive and keep their habitats safe. Bears are also very good for humans, with them helping with medicine and resembling gods in religion. For medicine, the bear's gallbladder and bile are used. Bears are also represented as a god in Chinese religions. They are the god of the mountains, and their paws are sold in Chinese shops as thought as for good luck. I believe the future of this species looks good, with the population not being too low for us, and us having enough time to change what we need to do to make the bears have a better place to stay. We need to stop building houses and also stop building roads in areas where bears are living to not disturb their habitat and keep them safe. We also need to lessen the climate change, because if we keep on allowing what we're doing with the climate change, it could kill other species in the forest, which can ultimately kill the bears with them not having a good source of food to eat and everything. If we do all the steps we need to, we can change the life for the bears and allow their population not to go extinct or endangered.